and welcome to this journalism.co.uk podcast. I'm Caterina Albanu, and this week we're going to have a look at the ways publishers are experimenting with Snapchat Discover. Introduced about a month ago, Snapchat Discover is a way for users to access editorial content on the platform. Each publisher who partnered up with Snapchat posts a daily edition of between 5 and 10 stories. On top of that, users can get content from Snapchat's own channel as well. You can access Discover by swiping to the left from Snapchat Stories. You can then tap on a publisher's icon to open that day's edition, and carry on swiping to the left to move through the stories. Each story has a top snap as a headline, and you can swipe up to dive in and access the whole piece. Drake Martinez, head of platform advice, one of Snapchat's Discover partners, explains how the content is produced.
Those videos are edited by our editors. You know, the titles are chosen by our editors. So it's all just for Snapchat. And then obviously most of those pieces throw to a longer Vice video that our editorial teams have chosen to be, you know, an ideal match for Snapchat. You know, when it comes to Snapchat-specific content, I think that's about as Snapchat-specific as you can get. And then, we're looking to push all the boundaries. I mean, just this last week, we did a world premiere of a video on Snapchat where only people on Snapchat could see it for a while. And I think that we want to try lots of other stuff too. We want to think about, platforms that Vice is on. We really want to have a high level of deference and respect for who the user is and what the user's context is. So thinking about, you know, sort of the mobile user, thinking about somebody who maybe, you know, maybe they're in between things and they've got a few minutes. We just try and think about the user first. And I think in this case, the platform is so new, you know, we're sort of a month into this, that we want to try a whole lot of stuff before we center on, you know, maybe what the right thing is.
But Vice often posts longer form videos, with some a lot more closer to a half hour length than the usual snack-sized 3-minute format stereotypically associated with mobile video. So do Snapchat users have time for that?
We're really happy with how they're doing, actually. I don't know that would be universal. I mean, Vice is known for having really engaging videos with high completion rates, just that people get into a Vice video, and if they get in, they stay in. And, you know, we're seeing that carry through across platforms. I mean, we already have a lot of mobile consumption on content that length now. And this is just another way for people who either love Vice or don't know that they love Vice yet to get into Vice and sort of get a good daily sampling of the real breadth of content that Vice puts out, because it's not just news, it's not just Vice, it's also Munchies, our food channel, and Noisy, our music channel, and Thump, our dance music channel. We decided that what we wanted to do was get a really good baseline for a month or more about, you know, how people were actually consuming a brand new platform and how many people were consuming it and what they were looking for, you know, in terms of our offering for them. But we're super happy with the scale and the engagement. And now I think you're going to see us maybe testing serializing some stuff, maybe testing longer form, maybe testing even shorter form. But, you know, right now, I think when it comes down to it, it's all about the content. It's all about the story. If it's really great, people will want to watch it. They'll want to either consume all of it right in Snapchat or maybe go elsewhere and see more. It just means you have to have a great story to start with. All of the Discover launch partners are, you know, conducting this awesome test in conjunction with Snapchat. And I think that it's a partnership in the truest sense. You know, Snapchat doesn't profess to know exactly what the best thing is going to be, you know, at every turn, and neither do we. We want to make something great. We want to bring it out to the world and have people love it. And then we want to make it better. And, you know, I think that, you know, Vice is going to try some things. And some of them are going to work and some of them are not. And we're totally okay with that. And I think maybe that's some of the reciprocity is, you know, being above board with what we're testing with our audience and saying, well, you know, here's a new thing. Let us know what you think. And sort of just being very visible with the fact that we are figuring it out along with the audience and along with the platform. That really resonates with people, especially our generation of audience.
Sky News started posting stories on the Discover platform last week. Senior producer Alan Strange explains how the partnership works behind the scenes. And while it's too early to talk numbers, he says it's all looking positive so far.
It's a technical partnership. You know, this is mobile view in a portrait rather than a landscape view. That's something that's very particular to Snapchat. And again, in design and production terms, that we find quite exciting as a new way of thinking for Sky News. So the partnership is pretty much, they're the platform. We have full editorial control and full editorial decision making. We don't go through them. We just publish straight onto the service. This Discover service as a whole has proved to be really successful, really popular, and people are really accessing, you know, video content, and they're looking at every single story.
He says there is an opportunity to present news stories in depth on Discover, but it's still a new storytelling style after all.
The kind of stories and content that the audience who would use that service would be interested in, frankly, is the same kind of content, news, information that everyone is interested in. It's just we design it in a slightly different way and present it in a slightly different way, and that it's mobile. They're on the move. They want something quick, concise, clear. You know, you've got to tell a story very clearly. And I think what we look at when we select our stories and begin the process every morning is it's about storytelling. It's a brand new way for us to tell stories, and that's, you know, it's a really exciting thing because you've got a limited time to capture someone's imagination and catch someone's attention. So that's what we bear in mind. We look for stories with impact, stories that have great video or allow us to tell an emotional story that we can connect with the person that, you know, that we're talking about in that particular story. So it's a really, that's the prime considerations. What would this audience want? What would this audience find interesting? And then how can we tell those stories to really have a big impact? The thing to bear in mind that you've got essentially two levels of editorial content on Discover. You've got what's called the full edition, which is the top snaps, which you swipe left to right, and you go along and they're very stylized. It's portrait mode. And you'll see the story choices from yesterday were, you know, quite varied, and that'll be the same today. And then when you swipe down, so you go down into the deeper, longer form content, there you might find a long form video, and that would play in landscape. That's just the architecture that they use. It's the video player that they use. But you might have an article, you might have a gallery, and it really allows you to explore depth of the journalism. You can really explore an issue and give a lot more information that way. So it's not just about that, you know, really interesting visual on the top snaps.
But with Snapchat Discover editions only updating once a day, what types of stories would go on there, especially for media outlets who are more used to rolling updates? And while Snapchat primarily started out as a messaging app, it turns out producing Discover editions is not necessarily about promoting a conversation with the audience, at least not for Sky News.
Best way to look at this is not a 24-hour news breaking service. This is a way to tell stories. So it might be a story that happens to be in the news, but you're not dating it with, you know, this has just happened and, you know, it's out of date in no time. This is about depth of content, about telling the story in using a slightly different tone. It's about, you know, people might access this at different times of the day. This is not a bulletin to be released at any set moment. Every organization will have a different take on it, but ours is that this is not to replace or to replicate our 24-hour news breaking news service. This is about telling a story in an interesting way, giving added value content as part of that, and, you know, being informative. There's a distinction to be made between Snapchat, the messaging service, and Snapchat Discover. Snapchat Discover is a platform where we publish our edition. It's not about, it's not like what we do on with our social media team, where we would post a tweet or a comment and invite people to engage with us. This is not necessarily about an engagement back and forward. This is about publishing content that people are going to find fun, exciting, and very, very different.
So if it's not really about the latest news or even about messaging, what is it about? Social media consultant and trainer Sue Llewellyn outlines the opportunities a platform like Discover could offer to publishers.
I think a lot of what publishers would be wanting to do with it would be to catch people's eyes and perhaps to introduce their news brand. So they might say, oh, that's interesting, and then they'll go and investigate more stories from them. So I think it's a question of brand awareness or building reach, you know, putting your stories out in front of people who perhaps might not consume your content. I think there is a space for news. And I think there is a space for good news, which I think is often sadly lacking in mainstream news. What I do find a bit of an issue is that it's a bit like old-fashioned broadcasting, in that you wait for your bulletin to be updated. So you get it once a day. So it's kind of old news when you get it. So it's got to be something that stands the test of time. So that I think is a little bit odd. But I do think there's fantastic opportunities in it and well worth trying out different formats and different types of news and see where they go with it.
She'd like to see Discover put some of the power in the hands of the users. As more media outlets could sign up to share stories on Discover, she says there's room for a more personalised service.
I think the interface would have to be incredibly easy to use and very intuitive. You know, just it's very, very easy to do it. I think personally, I like to choose the outlets that I get news from, but I wouldn't mind an element of serendipity that something is thrown in front of me based on previous preferences. I think that would be nice. I'm not interested in sport, so I wouldn't want sport in there. So I do think the opportunity to personalise would be good. So some different media partners would be nice to see in there. I think being able to customise some of your content, maybe you'd like to see more videos or more photos or, you know, that kind of stuff. I think personal news is very much, you know, of the moment and going forward. I don't think something like Snapchat's going to replace other apps. You know, frankly, I love Circa. I think that's great that you can do a deeper dive into a story and you just get the latest news. And actually, I really like the Yahoo News Digest as well. I like the way it looks, actually, and you can pick the 10 stories on there that you might be interested in. So I don't think it's going to replace that now. But for now, I think it's, for the moment, it's a really exciting opportunity to try new things.
You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast with me, Catalina Albaner.